In all, 17 of these one-ton blocks have been dropped near Great Lake shipwrecks off Wisconsin's coasts over the past few years, including two more this summer. Underwater archaeologist Kathy Green says a chain and buoy are attached to the mooring block so divers can safely descend to the wreck. It also protects shipwrecks from anchors dropped from the boat of divers, since they can tie their boat to the mooring buoy. The wreck of the Kate Kelly off Racine is one new mooring this summer,
which is a schooner that's in about 100 feet of water. Really nice dive. So we're trying to space these moorings out all around the state. We have quite a few up around Door County and, of course, up in the Apostles, but we've been trying to focus on lower Lake Michigan as well.
Green says that they're also putting up historical markers onshore near wrecks for people who don't like to get wet.
So not just shipwrecks, but also lighthouses, maritime museums, historic waterfronts. And, you know, there's plenty of people out there who are interested in shipwrecks who don't dive, and this is another way to kind of bring them into the whole loop of the maritime trails without having to get out and put on a dry suit and jump in.
With 17 moorings in place, Green and her partner and husband, Ross Green, have their work cut out for them. There are 700 shipwrecks off the shores of Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.